Blog Talk Radio. Relationship 360 degrees, and to our loyal listeners, welcome back. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships with the help of expert guests. And tonight, Edith Wagner is the founder, publisher, and editor of Reunions Magazine. Now in its 23rd year, Reunion Magazine is the only publication that provides planning information to family, class, and military reunion organizers. And tonight, Edith will share her expertise on how to make your next family reunion or gathering stress-free. And I'll tell you, I know firsthand how stressful family reunions can be. I planned one with my aunt about 5 years ago for about 150 people in our family, and after the experience, I vowed to never plan a family reunion again, but hopefully, you know, Edie's can inspire me tonight with, you know, some how-tos on, you know, making my next experience stress-free, so hopefully I will get back on the saddle and, you know, help my grandmother out. It was my grandmother's doing. She asked me to plan the family reunion, so I did it. So again, hopefully, Edith can, give me some tips and encourage me, you know, to do, the planning again, because my grandmother thinks I did a good job. But again, I'll talk about some of my experience, as stressful as it was, a little bit later in the program. And if you'd like to, share, you know, your family reunion planning experiences, if you had some challenges, if you, you know, think you made some mistakes and you want to share those with Edith and you know, put it out there, see if she can help you in terms of steering you in the right direction for the next time around, give us a call at 714-409-0610, and that number is also published on this show's Blog Talk Radio page, which is blogtalkradio.com/relationships360. And before I go to the phones, I'd like to welcome Edith to the show. Welcome, Edith.
Thanks, Tiffany. Good to be with you. Could
All
I
right.
add something to people telling us about their stress reunions? I'd like to hear some of their triumphs as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. What did you guys do right? You know, you can definitely, you know, share your success stories with us as well. Again, the number 714-409-0610. Of course, that's what Relationships 360 is all about, is uplifting people, you know, in their relationships, and certainly that does include our families. So, you know, Edith, tell us about Reunions Magazine and how listeners can get a free issue.
Well, Reunions Magazine is reader-driven, first of all. We have all kinds of information about how to plan reunions and all the details of planning reunions. I would point out that the magazine, since it's a magazine and it has a limited number of pages, we have thousands of pages online. And so we have the magazine and the web page are integral to one another, because the web page obviously has far more information. Your listeners can get a free copy of the magazine simply by going to our website, which is reunionsmag.com, and there's an S in there. It's reunionsmag.com, and right at the top of the home page, there's a red button that says Get a Free Issue. Just click on that and fill out that form. And earlier you and I were talking that they can also qualify for a free subscription. Same on the home page, there's a section called Help Us Write This Magazine. Click into that and fill out that survey to get a free subscription. For the free subscription, people have to qualify for it, so we have to know a lot more about their reunions. And if it's somebody who's just beginning to plan a reunion, or they just, you know, they've just had the idea and they're now beginning to, you know, try to find out what they're supposed to do, fill out the survey anyway. Tell us how you got the idea. Tell us what you have in mind, what you hope will happen. And that's as good as many of the people who fill that out have been having reunions for many years, and that's one of the ways that we get a lot of the information that ends up in the magazine.
Inspiration, and I tell you, you know, I wish I would have known about your magazine and your website, reunionsmag.com, you know, when I was planning my family reunion 5 years ago. It definitely would have saved, you know, a lot of grief and a lot of stress.
You're not the first person to say that.
So, you know, here it is. And, again, that's why I'm doing this show. You know, we cover a lot of relationship topics on this show, and the goal is, again, to bring on experts like yourself, you know, to help, you know, steer people in the right direction to help them with their relationship challenges. So that they can go on to have enriching, you know, long-lasting relationships that
right.
are based, you know, on, you know, having good character. And so I also wanted to add, you know, you were talking about reunionsmag.com. And for our listeners, I wanted to let you know that I will also provide a link that will allow you to get a free copy of Reunions Mag on relationships360.com as well. So look out for that within 24 hours, you know, of this show going off the air. So tomorrow sometime, go to relationships360.com and you can access a free copy of Reunions Mag that way, or at least get the information on how to access that. So definitely will be partnering with Edith and helping her to get some more exposure for the magazine.
Terrific.
And, you know, I'm just curious, what inspired you to start Reunions Magazine? It was 23 years ago. What inspired you to put the publication together?
Well, I don't know if you want to know the very beginning of it, but I'll get through that very quickly for you. It actually started out as a way for people who, adoptees and birth parents who were looking for one another, who were trying to get reunions. But in the process of putting that, building a magazine for that idea, I realized that that was a very, very small audience. And as I talked to people and told people what I had in mind and what I was looking for, there was absolutely nothing about reunions. There were no books. There were no magazines. There were occasionally, but very occasionally, articles in the newspaper. But as I told people about my idea, they'd say, oh, I don't think that the idea of the adoptees and birth parents is very good, but let me tell you about my family reunion, or let me tell you about my class reunion, or let me tell you about my military reunion. So it didn't take me long to realize that there was, and I would say, you know, do you think a magazine is a good idea? And everybody would say, oh, yeah, my grandma would love something like that. And so, you know, it just built from there. It also, we also were starting it at a time when the travel industry was going through some really significant changes. We were in a recession in the early 90s, and a lot of business people were not traveling as much. They were starting to do a lot more over the phone. We weren't quite on computers. We didn't exactly have email yet, but we were really headed, you know, full speed in that direction. But fewer people were traveling for business, and so hotels and convention and visitors bureaus, resorts, all the kinds of, you know, the travel industry was looking for new markets. And so we very quickly teamed up with those markets, and that really helped us build the magazine, because it became, now it is not a travel magazine by any stretch of the imagination, but travel is certainly a part of it. There are lots and lots of places that are, you know, really into reunions. Not the huge cities necessarily, but medium-sized cities are really into hosting reunions and helping reunions, and and very open to what reunions want to do. And so we just sort of built on that over the years, and we're, you know, that's still the basis of what we're doing.
So basically, our listeners tonight can go to reunionsmags.com and get all of the information that they need.